Thank you for downloading the Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast for September the 3rd from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. Are you thinking of starting a course with Coracle this autumn? If you use the promo code PODCAST from now until the end of September, you can save yourself 20% on all of our courses. Take a look at www.coracleonline.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard soon. The story for the markets in August, with the benefit of hindsight, has been the calm before the storm. Much of the positioning during the low trading volumes which characterise the holiday period has been in anticipation of more stimulus from central banks in September. The biggest bet seems to be that QE is coming, largely to maintain the current rally in equities, bonds and commodities. The key issue is, will the Fed and the ECB disappoint the markets? Many think they will, but September is too soon to decide if QE is still required, so the data that emerges throughout the next few weeks will be keenly picked over for any signs of a recovery, or otherwise. The suggestion of QE from Bernanke in his Jackson Hole speech saw the US dollar weaken across the board. All eyes will be on the next round of US GDP figures. According to the latest data, the Eurozone is officially back in recession. The manufacturing and services index remain at three-year lows, with Germany also suffering. German GDP fell from 0.5% in Q1 to 0.3% in Q2. It's becoming quite clear that Germany can't escape from Europe's recession. Being dependent on exports, they were eventually going to succumb to the lack of consumers elsewhere in the Eurozone. China and Asia are also slowing down, which influences commodity prices, and those economies are dependent on them. Spain is heading for a bailout, with GDP down 1.3%, and Catalonia tapping up the government for a loan after they found themselves being shut out of the debt markets. Banks have seen another 5% of private deposits being withdrawn from the system last month, and Spain simply can't finance itself at a long-term sustainable rate any longer without EU cash. That's a fact. In the UK, sterling is being influenced by what is happening elsewhere, in the absence of any significant data about its economy, which isn't already priced in. All eyes are on how the ECB will support European bond markets. Will the Fed deliver more QE? Can Greece keep up its debt payments? What about the Spanish bailout? And how about the result of that US election in November? It's Tin Hats On time. Thanks for listening.